KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to come into your homes and to your automobiles through this radio broadcast and just share with y'all the love of God. And what I believe in, what I believe the Father believes, that is the greatest message that's ever been told. You know, we just have one assignment. You know, Jesus said, go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And lo, I'll be with you always. Hey, listen, we got one assignment. You know, what he taught us is the kingdom of God, about the kingdom of God. And what he taught us is the other believers is what he taught them. And hey, that's what he told us to go into all the world and make disciples, make students, you know, make learners of all men, you know, so that they might know the truth. Hallelujah. What truth? Jesus say, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So it's an honor and a privilege to allow God, you and his word, by the power of his Holy Spirit, to just minister to us on his radio broadcast. So again, it's an honor and a privilege that God would assemble all of us together under the sound of my voice so that we can come and feast and eat from the king's table, glory to God. Thank God for the food that we have from the servant's table. But listen, boy, on this radio broadcast, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, you know, and not just us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us to preach the gospel to the poor. Hallelujah. What's the gospel to the poor? You don't have to be poor no more. I'm not talking about financial poor. I'm talking about spiritual poor. Hallelujah. Again, like I say, you can know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Set your feet on work from whatever you need, set it free from. So, hey, that's the purpose of this radio broadcast, you know, is to set the captives free, to recover the sight to the blind, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those who are bound. And this is what I like the most about it, to proclaim to every man, every woman, and every boy and every girl the acceptable year of the Lord. That's the year of Jubilee, payment of all debt canceled. Everything that you lost, restored back to you. And all they did for the whole year was just celebrate and praise the Lord. So again, I say, what an honor and what a privilege it is to assemble ourselves together, hallelujah, on this radio broadcast and just go through the gates of giving, through the course of praise, through this radio broadcast, all the way into the very presence of the Most High God and eat from the King's table. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an honor. What a privilege that God would point unto all of us a golden scepter of righteousness, signifying that before we can come all the way up, not just come into his presence, but come all the way up to his throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time I need. Please have a mind, God. So, hey, listen, you know, I got a special guest on with us today, you know, Sister Stacy Williams from Let's Go High Ministry in Houston, Texas, under the leadership of Pastor Liddy Owens, a dynamic ministry over there, a kingdom-building ministry over there in the Houston area, you know. And God is doing a great and mighty work through. He's building up believers over there in that ministry, you know. Hey, not just I mean, how can I say it? Help me, Holy Spirit. He's transforming followers into leaders and leaders into agents of change. What do you mean, agents of change? They can go out and make an impact and a difference in our circle of influence, man. Winning souls to the kingdom of God. And today I have here with me a special guest from Let's Go High Ministry again, you know, Sister Stacy Williams. You know, so for we look at her hands, you know, let's open up in prayer. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father, for how great you are, Lord, and how great thing you have done, my Father God. For with your blood, you have redeemed us and saved us. With your love, you have transformed our lives. And Father, we just give you glory and honor and praise for all that you are doing in the earth today, Father. By the power of your Holy Spirit, my Father. And we count it the honor and the privilege that you will summon us into your presence, my Father. But right now, Lord, we just humble ourselves under your mighty hand and the ministry of your Holy Spirit and allow him to just speak through these lips of clay to minister to the needs of your people in radio land, my Father. And we thank you, Lord. So, Father, here's our cup, Father. Here's our lives. Here's our minds. Here's our soul. Fill us up and make us whole, Father. Feed us, Father. Hallelujah. Until we want no more, Lord. That is, as in always, we're always careful to make sure that we give you all of the credit, all of the honor, all of the praise. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. So here we are, Father. Under the leadership and under the ministry of your Holy Spirit, have your way, Holy Ghost, and let's broadcast today. We love you, and we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Once again, mighty name, the Most High God, under the sound of my voice, you know, hey, I see we have a special guest on with us. It's Sister Stacy from the Let's Go High Ministry in Houston. Sister Stacy, it's an honor and a privilege to have you on the broadcast with me today. You know, and I thank God for you. I thank God for Let's Go High Ministry over there in the Houston area, for Pastor Liddy and her heart that she has for the people of God and for the establishment of God's kingdom on the earth. So at this point, we'll just turn our broadcast over to your hands and just allow the Holy Spirit to use you in whatever way he sees fit to minister to our need. It's an honor and a privilege to have you all here with me today. So right now, I just put it into your hands.
Awesome. Thank you, Pastor LaVall. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for the opportunity, first and foremost, and I also thank my pastor, Liddy Owens, for her teaching, her love, and her encouragement to be on here today. So I appreciate you guys. I want to start off by just giving a testimony. I'm going to have a few testimonies throughout this. A couple of days ago, I testified to an old friend, just checking up on each other, about being in a place of peace. It's an indescribable peace that I'm in these last few months. And I got off the phone, and I wondered, what new thing can possibly come to my doorstep that will test this peace I have? And I just wondered about it, and I went to bed. Well, this new thing, it came the following morning. And the cherry on top was by nightfall yesterday. And during all of this, throughout the day yesterday, I was really, really aware of what's going on. I was aware of the who, the what, the when, the why, and the who was me. And I was just really, really aware. And by the time I got home last night, it increased. I was just more irritated than ever. And I was angry. I was annoyed. disappointed. I mean, did I feel like crying? Probably. But at the same time, it's probably an old relief mechanism that was trying to pop up. So last night, all of this, you know, I was just, you know, God, you know, I'm feeling all of this and I'm giving this to you because I don't want this to escalate into anything. And one thing that kind of kept my composure was my assignment today to be on the radio today. So this really, really pushed me forward to be in the right headspace and the right mindset and so forth. And then the last thing that I'm sure, very, very sure, was designed to unsettle me and disrupt my peace, brain fear, was that my car died while I was going over the train track last night. And a couple of good fellas, they passed and assisted me to push me off of the tracks. And the train came a few seconds afterwards.
My God.
So, you know, throughout all this, I'm calm and composed because I got to keep a clear head, too, to think about, you know, such solutions. But every splitting second counted. If they didn't pass by, you know, I don't know how long it's going to take the cops to get there to help me, but everything just happened as it's supposed to happen. But after I got over the tracks, I said, let me try and start my car, and it started up. And just driving home, I'm just like, a couple months ago, maybe last year, I couldn't imagine being in this place of peace. I just couldn't imagine it. I mean, any little disruption that come, it would stress me out. Like I was saying, this assignment today, it really helped me press forward too. And I started to think about a scripture, Isaiah 26:3. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." And I started to think about what was my mind on throughout all of this. What was my mind on through from the beginning of the day to the end of the day? What was my mind on? And this thing that came to take my peace, like, what was it? What was my mind on? And the thing that my mind was on is that God is not a man that he should lie. He is not finished with me. I believe all his promises. I believe that I shall live and not die. I'm a teacher. I'm a preacher. He said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And I believe that God is who he says he is. He is all-knowing and all in control. So all these things that came towards me in bits and pieces, I mean, throughout the week, really, but it was really the cherry on top yesterday. It just really put me in a place of awareness and retrospective that I am really in a place of peace. This thing came to test if I was really in this place of peace. And I can say with all my heart that I am still in a place of peace. So this place of peace that I just pondered on, I was like, what could possibly come? And it came. But I'm happy to say that I'm still in this place of peace. But I believe God. I believe who he says he is. I believe who he's been to me throughout my journey. He's been my refuge. He's been my protector. He's been my safe space, my peace, my trust, my hope, my everything. I mean, I can't even put into words, but those are the few things that stand out to me. Somebody was to ask me, hey, who is God to you? That's who he is to me. So it doesn't matter what I come across. It doesn't matter. What doesn't go the way that I expected it to go? It doesn't matter who rises up against me. It doesn't matter the view that I see from these eyes here in my head. It doesn't matter what I see. I believe what my father said. And it brought me back to some months ago, I was having a conversation with Pastor Liddy. And it was something about something going on in my life. And she says something to me that just, I mean, to this day, it stuck with me. She said, regardless of what, you win with God.
Yes,
and this this just stuck with me. I mean, anything that comes to my mind, I mean, in the natural, whatever, anything that comes, this just stuck with me. I win with God. I still win with God. I believe God will turn everything for good. It doesn't matter what happens. I win with God. So my response is, it might be an immediate human reaction, but then it just quickly snapped. I just quickly turned it around. I was like, this doesn't matter because I win with God regardless. Regardless of what this turned out to be, I win with God. So all of this too has to play with this peace that I'm in. The things that used to stress me out, it don't stress me out anymore. The things that I used to think I had control to change the outcome, I don't even bother to try to mess with it. Because if I try to mess with it, I'm getting in God's way. So I just leave it alone. God is in control, regardless of what, I win with God.
Yes, Lord.
These things that designed to throw me off, they just can't move me. They're not bigger than my God. They're not bigger than God's word. And that's the mindset that I'm in right now. And I believe that all of this contributes to the place of peace that I'm in right now. And Matthew 5:22-43, it's saying when Jesus had crossed over, when Jesus had crossed over again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed by the seashore. And one of the synagogue officials named Jairus came upon seeing him, fell at his feet, and pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her so that she will get well and live." And he went off with him, and a large crowd was following him and pressing in on him. And we come down to 25. A woman who had had a hemorrhage for 12 years and had endured much at the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had was not helped at all, but instead had become worse. After hearing about Jesus, she came up to the crowd behind him and touched his cloak. For she had been saying to herself, "If I just touch his garments, I will get well." And immediately the flow of the blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And immediately Jesus, perceiving in himself that power from him had gone out, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see the woman who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be cured of your disease." Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, "If I just touch his garments, I will get well." Our belief system is the driver for how we see the world around us and even how we see ourselves. She believed that if she did it, she would be well, and she did it. So her belief was the driver behind her action. And I just wonder, what are we believing that's making us act or behave the way we're acting? Are we believing people or God? Are we believing his promises? Are we believing the people's doubt? Is God's promises too grand and miraculous for us to believe? Believe him anyway. Believe him anyway. Because our belief system is malfunctioning. It is malfunctioning. And it's not doing us any good anyway. So why not just believe God and believe what he says is going to happen? Believe his promises. If our system is not working. Hallelujah. And then we come down here. While he was still speaking, we're going to be at 35. While he was still speaking, people came from the house of the synagogue official saying, "Your daughter has died. Why bother the teacher further?" But Jesus, overhearing what was being spoken, said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, only believe."
Yes.
Only believe. Jesus said to him, "Do not be afraid, only believe. There's no room for anything else. Only believe." What was the people saying to him? If they said it already looked like the end, don't bother him. Let's read 37. And he allowed no one to accompany him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the synagogue official, and he saw a commotion and people loudly weeping and wailing. And after entering, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child has not died, but is asleep." And they began laughing at him. He put them all outside. He put them out. Again, what are people saying to him? They said it looks like the end. They're telling Jairus, it looks like the end. Don't bother Jesus. I'm telling you guys, who's listening, bother him. He wants to be bothered. Bother him. Jesus only allowed a few to come in with him. And I wonder why. Because of the belief system. Who knows? Peter, James, and who else? Peter, James, and John. Their faith was probably stronger than the rest. Their belief system was probably stronger than the rest. He only allowed a few. But it's the belief system. So who is our few? Who is your few? And I ask you guys to do an inventory of the people around you. Do an inventory. People and their belief system, they it can do you harm, especially if you're not strong enough to have that belief system on your own. And they began laughing. They began laughing, and Jesus put them outside. Who did he put outside? He put the people outside. What type of people did he put outside? The people who don't believe. He put them outside. He put the people, the unbelievers, he put the people with doubt outside. He put them outside. Could it be, hallelujah, could it be that we struggle to believe what God said and who he is because of the belief of those around us? Could it be? Mm. Could it be? Could it be their doubt is hitting so hard it's causing us not to believe? We want to believe, but we can't? Jesus.
Right,
come down to 43. Come down to 43. Hallelujah. At the end of all of this, Jesus said to them, so he gave them strict orders that no one was to know about this. Hallelujah. Strict orders. He gave them strict orders. Don't be so quick. Don't be so quick to share what God did. Just wait a little while. Wait until you build it up. Hallelujah. Wait until you're strong enough. You're in that place that you don't have any doubt. You don't have any doubt that you're sold out for the Lord. Just wait. Don't be so quick to share. Because those same unbelievers, those same people who don't have that belief system that you need could be tearing it down so quick before it has time to season, to get to be made one with you. Don't be so quick to share it. Hallelujah. Don't be so quick until you know that you know that you know. Regardless of anything, you're going to win with God until you know. Hallelujah. And even then, just wait until God releases you to share that information. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. So my message is this. My message is this. Believe God. Believe what he says. Until it's one with you. And after you believe, trust God. And then trust his word. Get a new belief system. The few that can believe for you. And then with you. You got to surround your circle with people who believe. Hallelujah. And I'll give another testimony about how all of this played into the peace that I have right now. It's my belief. I was in a spiritual battle, but I didn't know it was until the Holy Spirit made me aware. I would come home and I would just be gloomy. It would just be gloomy. I would just go straight into bed. And I felt like there was a battle going on for my soul, and that every blow the enemy hit, I felt it. But I felt like it was a battle going on for my soul, and I felt like God was trying to talk to me, and I couldn't get it. But all I knew was I was trying to reach up and get it, and I couldn't get it. But even through all of that, I couldn't open my mouth to pray, but it was in my heart. And I keep repeating the promises of God. I said, God, I know what you said about me. I know this is not my story. I know this is not the end for me. These thoughts are not my thoughts. My thoughts have been infiltrated. This is not me. And I keep repeating those promises God made to me. Long story short, I came out of that, and everything that I felt that God was trying to tell me that I couldn't get to, just downloaded on me. Just downloaded on me. Hallelujah. But I couldn't say this. I couldn't say this a couple months ago. I couldn't say this. But it's those trials, those trials were made to just build us up. But it starts with believing. You're not going to believe a judge is a judge if he's not sitting on the wherever they sit at. You're not going to believe a police officer is a police officer if he just come up to you and say, hey, I'm a police officer. He's showing you he's God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And even if you're not strong enough to believe, hop on somebody else's belief system until you get there on your own. Hallelujah. I cannot say that this was me a few months ago. Even last year, I couldn't say it. But I'm aware enough to know that I'm in a different place with God. I'm in a different place with God. And I thank him, Jesus Christ, I thank him that I can say I'm in a place of peace. And that I am going on with God all the way, regardless of what comes my way, regardless of what, I'm going on with God. And like, that's my slogan now from Pastor Liddy, regardless of what, I win with God. And I leave this with you guys. Regardless of what, you win with God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what your circumstances look like. I don't care if it looks like the opposite of what God promised you. I don't care what your own plan is, regardless of what, it wins with God. You're struggling for a job? Keep pushing, keep praying, regardless of what, you win with God. Ask God what he's trying to build in you in these down times. Hallelujah. Financial issues, regardless of what, you win with God, because he's trying to build something in you. He's trying to teach you something. Relationship issues, honey, regardless of what, you win with God. Relationships ain't bigger than God. Whether it's with parents, kids, or significant others, you win with God. Nothing in this world, nothing on this earth, no circumstances, no situations is bigger than God or his word. Trust him. Believe him. And everything that you start to see is going to be looking different. That's my message for you guys. Believe God. Believe what he says. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, Sister Tracy, you know, Stacy, the Bible says, he who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he's going to complete that. You know, so Hallelujah. He that begun and everything that take place in between the beginning and the end, well, he's going to complete it. Like you said, it don't matter what go on in between the two. You know, he who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he's going to complete that. And in between the two, the beginning and the completion, we might go through some trials and tribulations. We're going to go through a learning period. We're going to go through some ups and downs. We're going to go through some things, because even though we're not of this world, you know, we're still in this world. And the enemy is trying to do everything he can to disrupt God's purpose and plans for our lives. But as you said, boy, our only responsibility is just to believe God and trust God and everything and believe His word. And He said He who has begun a good work on the inside of us, He's going to complete that thing. So regardless of what's going on in between the beginning and the end, you know, like you said, we win with God. Hallelujah. We can't help but to win with God.
Come on.
Glory to God. Hey, that's our purpose. That's our destiny, you know. And we do have a purpose and a destiny with God. And that purpose and destiny with God, He's going to complete that. But that's the confidence that I have to out of Him to share your testimony, you know. And boy, what's kept creeping up in my spirit is this, you know. He who has begun a good work on the inside of us, He's going to complete that thing. And the good news is the work that He's begun on the inside of us is to create us in His image and His likeness, His character, His nature, and then give us kingship, dominion, authority, power, and control over every circumstance, every situation, every symptom that confronts our lives in between the beginning and the end. Hey, He's given us dominion over that. He's given us power and control over that. He's given us more awareness mentality. Because as you said, boy, in Christ Jesus, He can't help but to win. Why? Because the victory has already been fought. You know, in fact, we don't even have to fight in the victory. All we do is enforce a victory that has already been done. And like you said, how we do that? Through our faith in our Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Go ahead,
Hallelujah.
Sir. You know, it's one thing, excuse me, you know, it's one thing about the God that we serve, you know, where the Lord is, you know, that He's a faithful God. He's a faithful God. And if it's anybody we ought to be able to believe, it ought to be God, because He's not a man that He should lie. If He spoke it, He's going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And everything that He's spoken in our lives, you can know this too, that we have an enemy. And that enemy that's coming against us, He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What? Every man, all of the exceeding great and precious promises that God has promised us, boy. We got an adversary. And He's coming to try to rob us up for our victory in Christ Jesus. But, hallelujah. I like that word, but, because that's like a conjunction where it joins two sentences or two statements together, you know. And what's on the end of the but nullifies what's on the first part of the but. The first part of that scripture, it said this, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But, and Jesus said, but I am come that you might have life and that more abundantly. So it don't matter what the enemy might throw at us, hallelujah. It don't matter what he might do. It don't matter how he's come to do it. It don't matter whether he even sucker punch us and knock us down for a minute. One thing we do, we take the mandatory aid count and we get back up and we continue enforcing what a victory that we have in Christ Jesus. Well, we serve a mighty God, saints. You know, we serve a God who can do exceedingly, abundantly, above anything that we can ask, think, or imagine. Even if it don't seem that way, even if it don't appear that way, even if it's not manifesting itself in the time that we think it ought to manifest itself, that don't alter the word that has gone forth out of His mouth. If He said it, He's going to do it. If He spoke
Hallelujah.
He's going to bring it to pass. And we're not talking about anybody. We're talking about the Most High God. He can't lie. Hallelujah. And through those exceeding great and precious promises that He's given us, we partake of His divine nature and escape the corruption that's in this world that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. How? Through those exceeding great and precious promises of God. You know, I heard you say on there, you know, the woman with the issue of blood, you know, the Bible say, like you said, you read it, you say, she heard about Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How faith come? Faith come by hearing. Boy, she heard about Jesus. How He was going about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's like, she heard the stories about how He opened blind eyes and unstopped deaf ears and cause the lame to walk and the dumb to talk and the dead to be raised to life again. She heard the stories of how He fed the multitudes with just little fish and bread. You know, she heard about Jesus. Hallelujah. How faith come? Faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And boy, she heard those things our faith busted up on the inside of her. As our faith comes, but then something else she did. After that faith came, like you said earlier, you know, sometimes you have to wait until, boy, that faith is built up on the inside of you before you can act on the word of God. And boy, when she, after that, hearing about Jesus and faith developed in her heart, then she starts speaking. Then she said, you know, faith comes by hearing, but it's released by what we say. Then she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. So she got faith by hearing about Jesus. And then she released that faith. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, hallelujah, I know I'll be made whole. And boy, when she just, and let me tell you something, when you make a decision to stand on the promise of God, you're going to face you're going to face all kinds of circumstances, situations, symptoms to come try to get you off your destiny and your assignment. What that is, to trust God in everything, to believe God in everything, you know, to stay steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the precious word and the promises and the work of God. You know, it's the devil's job to get us off our mission and in our assignment. But it's the Lord Jesus Christ's job, Lord, and the power of the Holy Ghost to keep us on our mission and on our assignment. For what purpose? So that that good work that he has begun on the inside of us, and he's going to complete that thing, glory to God. And the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. Now, you say that woman, man, she started hearing testimonies. She started hearing people say, you know, things. Same thing with us, you know. As we give our testimonies, you know, a thing that God has done in our lives, that helps build the faith in the hearts of other people who hear our testimonies. They can get on board, like you say, and join with us, you know, in our faith, you know, in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you must, like you said, we must surround ourselves with other believers who believe likewise. You know, that's what I love about you all over there and Let's Go High Ministry, you know. It's kingdom focus. It's kingdom oriented, you know. And in that kingdom focus and that kingdom orientation, listen, boy, I'm down my God's faith is being established in all our hearts. For what purpose? So that we can finish the work that he had begun on the inside of us. So, hey, I agree with you, you know, that hey, it don't matter what it is, no matter what we might face in our life, through our faith in our Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Ghost, hey, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. The peace that passes all understanding, that the world can't give and the world can't take away. Where is that at? That's in God's kingdom. That's in that secret place of the Most High God. That's in that place that God has prepared for us and is ushering us into. And through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, for we win in multitudes of souls, even if it's line upon line and precept upon precept. Win in multitudes of souls where? To our churches, now that's all a part of it, but winning multitudes of souls into the kingdom of God, into God's way of doing what he's doing, coming to the knowledge of what God is doing and getting in on what God is doing. You know, it's a little bit different from religion. You know, through religion, we come up with our ideas, maybe good ideas, and we try to get God in on that. But in the kingdom of God, we cease from our works, and instead of getting God in on what we're doing, we find out what God is doing, and we start getting in on what he's doing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And when we get in on what he's doing, there ain't a devil in hell, boy, can alter the word that comes forth out of his mouth. This is a scripture, like Jesus saying, give me your testimony. This is a scripture that's been ringing in my heart and in my spirit for the last several months, you know. And I say it again, I repeat it, boy. He who has begun a good work on the inside of us, he's going to complete that thing. And the Holy Spirit will open up that to me, you know. And it gave me the same confidence that you were sharing with us today, that it don't matter what we go through, you know, through our faith in which is even that is a gift from God. Through our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we can know that we know that we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that we are on the winning team. And when you know that,
hallelujah,
you can face your adversities. You can face circumstances, situations, and symptoms that's negative to the boy. God's promises. You can face them every last one of them and be just like that woman, boy. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, hallelujah. If I could just stay connected to the Most High God, if I could just stay trusting in his word and his promises that he's given us, boy, everything is all right, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, my sister, if there's anything else, please share with us anything else that God has put in your heart. You know, we have about About 25 minutes left on our broadcast here. So if the Lord has put anything else in your heart to share with those in radio land, you know, if so said, and if the end is finished, just pray for the people of God. That they too, hallelujah, might man allow both the faith of God to dwell up on the inside of us so that we might be like Peter, James, and John, you know, to where we might have confidence in God, to where our belief system is elevated to the point where we can, man, go in with God and, boy, just witness, man, what he is doing in our lives and in the lives of our circle of influence. So if there's anything God has put in your heart, you know, to share with us, you know, as we begin to close this broadcast, like I said, we have about 20 more minutes, you know, and whatever God is putting in your heart to share, more if you have more to share with the radio audience, you know, hey, please do.
I'm going to just piggyback on the part of the testimony from last night that while I was driving over the tracks and the car died, I was able to start it. And when I was driving out towards the freeway, I noticed there was a big accident. So I got home and I couldn't help but think and wonder that if the car died to prevent me from getting in that accident because it was the route that I take to come home. So just all these things that happen, and you know, we try to get in and we try to have control over, and it's not going our way, or we're used to a particular routine, and you know, something comes to interrupt it, and it causes us to just get out of ourselves. It's all happening for something. We may not know, but God knows, and we got to trust that He knows. He knows what's on the other side. We may not know, but we got to trust, and we don't have to say, God, you know, let me know, you know, if I know this and I can do this. No, we don't have to know. All we have to know and believe is that God's got us and all His plans are for good. That's all we got to believe. And I wrote this down a few nights ago, just looking at my life and how everything just turned out, that if somebody looking in from the outside that doesn't know this God, they would say, I'm moving backwards. But that backwards is like that slingshot. It's pulling me back to propel me forward. So they look at somebody wants to look in who's not in God, looking at my life, they would say that I'm moving backwards. But I'm moving where I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm moving in what I'm supposed to be moving in because it's all God. And I wrote this and I said, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm where I'm supposed to be. So I really am where I want to be because I want to be in the will of God. So it could look a different way to me. Like I want to be over here, but then I'm over here on this side. But me thinking that A is the way God is taking me when B is really the way. So I'm going to release where I thought I wanted to be because I'm where I'm supposed to be. So everything that's happening in our lives is, it's got an end. It's got a good end if we just trust and let go and release control to God. See, we're human, so we try to control everything. I'm the master of my own destiny. No, we're not. God is the master of our destiny. And if we trust Him with our lives, He will not steer us wrong. All we got to do is trust Him. If it's going to be a hard or difficult road, it's going to have challenges, trust Him anyway. Believe His plan. Believe His plan that through all the bumps and the crisscrosses and the ups and downs that God still got you. He's not going to let you go through by yourself. Just believe Him. Trust Him. Hallelujah. So that all of this that played out in my life just yesterday alone is just more confirmation that God is with me and I am in His will. Hallelujah. So I'm not tearful. I mean, I felt like I wanted to cry, but it didn't come out. But I got peace.
I've got
peace. I've got peace that surpasses all understanding. People would look at me and think I'm crazy. The people what type of people? The people that don't believe. The people who's not up there yet. But if you on that same belief level, you don't think I'm crazy. You're going to rejoice with me because I got through it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I got through it. Now I can reach back and pull somebody up. If they can't believe, I can be like, come on, I'll believe for you. I'll hold your hand and I'll believe for you until you get to that place where you can believe on your own. And even if you need me then, I'll still believe. Because even right now, yes, I've been in Let's Go Higher Ministries for some time, but I tell you, I am not letting go to Pastor Liddy's hotel. I'm not, because she's got something from the Lord that I want to grow into. I'm not letting go. I'm holding on. So,
yes, ma'am.
And her teaching, her love and her encouragement is what helped me get to this place. Hallelujah. Having that belief system. That's my belief system right there. So,
hey, that's it.
We gotta do inventory. Huh?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
We gotta do inventory of our lives. We gotta do inventory of the people in our lives. You know, you might have a friend, yeah, that's my friend, but is your friend costing you or helping you? Is your friend pulling you down or propelling you forward?
Mm.
Honey, let go of people that's not helping you grow. Let go. If their belief system is hurting you, let them go. Do an inventory. Surround yourself. Look. Seek it out. And if you seek it out, you ask God, God, I want to surround myself with, you know, different people. I want to surround myself with positive, supportive people, people that believe the way I want to believe. He will help you. He will help you. He will order your steps. He will order your steps. Last year, I gave a testimony of asking God for divine relationships. I don't want just any type of person to call friend. I want friends with purpose. I want friends who's moving in the same direction in God with me. I'm all those things are over for me. And this came out of me walking into my apartment one night, and I said, I closed the door and I dropped my bag and I said, God, I said, this can't be my life. This can't be my life. It can't be work, home, church, and repeat. Surely there's something in between for me. This can't be my life. I want friends. I want divine friends. I want relationships that can help, that cultivate relationships that can help me grow in you. I don't want just, oh, yeah, you know, we can go out here for coffee. I want purpose. I want friends with purpose.
Yeah.
And moving on, just doing different things, just moving in what I need to move in. I'm just meeting people on the way, and God showing me, I heard you. He just moving. I'm not stopping and waiting for this prayer to be answered. I'm moving. I prayed, and I left it, and I'm moving. And then God gave me a promise, and he said, you're going to have more friends. And I believed him. And slowly but surely, I'm meeting friends in places that I never expect to meet friends, because he heard me, and I believe that he heard me. And that I asked him, God, I want friends. God, I want patience. God, I want to be more like you. God, I want all the things that's in me that's not like you to come out and replace it with the things of like you. And I sought it. I seek it out. I sought it. If you seek a belief system, you seek support, you seek positivity around your life, God is going to help you.
Amen. Yes.
In the scripture, he said he put them people out. He put them out. Don't be afraid to put people out your life. God's going to replace them.
Yes. Yes.
Put them out. Let them look in astonishment at what's happening in your life. Put them out. Let them go. You want to be more like Jesus? Put him out. He wasn't afraid.
Yeah.
Put them out.
Yeah.
But seek God. Whatever it is. It could be natural things. It could be things of your heart, your mind. Hallelujah. Seek God. Believe him when you do it.
Glory.
And keep moving. Don't just sit still. Keep moving.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the last of my word there, Pastor LaVall. Just believe him.
Amen.
Seek him and believe him.
Yes, indeed. You know why? Because all things work together for good. To those who are called of God, you know, are called according to his purpose, you know. Everything works together for good. And you're right, you know, sometimes we have to, you know, get people who are not in keeping, man, and getting us to our destination. Sometimes we have to let people go. Sometimes we have to let friends go. Sometimes we have to let acquaintances go. Sometimes we have to let things go, you know, in order to fulfill God's purpose and destiny for our lives. And we shouldn't even be afraid to do that. In fact, we should embrace that because, again, you know, everything is working together for our good because we are called of God according to his purpose, glory to God, according to his will and his way for our lives, hallelujah. And that's what I love about being kingdom focused and because all this is in the kingdom of God. And now in religion, you know, it's kind of like a little different, you know. But in the kingdom of God, well, like you say, everything attached to him wins. And boy, in the kingdom of God, we attached to him. And we attached to him by the power of the Holy Spirit that he's placed on the inside of us. You know, before Jesus got ready to leave, after he had finished his work that the Father sent him to do, he came and reestablished the kingdom of God back on the earth through his preaching, developed faith in the hearts of those who heard him concerning his kingdom of God. And after he had did all of those things that and everything else and established that, then when right before he got ready to go back up to the heaven after his work was finished, he told his disciples, he grabbed them and he breathed upon them. And he said, receive ye the Holy Spirit, glory to God, hallelujah. He told them first, he said, I'm going away, but I'll be right back, hallelujah. He said, I got to leave y'all, but I'll be right back. I'm not going to leave the confidence. I'm going to send you back, boy, that this is what I love about, hallelujah. I'm going to send you back that same spirit that was up on me. Jesus never attributed none of those naughty works that he did to himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, glory to God, because he has anointed me to do what the Father sent me to do. And before he left, he breathed on his disciples, and he told them, receive the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Well, the same Spirit that he covered upon him, that enabled him to complete his mission. Well, that's the same Spirit that's on the inside of all of us as believers, that will enable us to fulfill our mission and our purpose and our destiny. Then making that word of God come true, what? That you know, he will be going to good work on this, whatever he's going to complete it. And all things work together for the good to those who love God and call to the Father. Because at the end of it, we all going to spend eternity, boy, in heaven, hallelujah, forever and ever and ever. Boy, what I love about it, it's not in his territory, it's by and by, it's in the territory that he set up for us, the heaven on earth that he set up for us. He may be able to create a new earth, hallelujah, hallelujah. And a new atmosphere. His word gonna prevail, glory to God. It's gonna be, boy, as he said it's gonna be. And boy, his will is it to be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. In fact, he told us to pray that, you know, hey, thy kingdom come. That's the first petition. Lord, your kingdom come in our lives, and your will be done in our lives. Well, here on earth, how just like it is in heaven. So in accomplishing that, and in between the beginning and the end, listen, boy, you know, like you say, we come to a place where it don't matter what we might face in life, we know that we win. Hallelujah. Cause we glory to God. And like Pastor Liddy said, boy, everything that's hooked up to him, he can help but to win, glory to God, because he won. Glory to God. He won.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Give the devil of all his power, all his authority, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from him, and took the dominion that Adam gave over to him and gave it back to us. And as we come into the knowledge of that, in these days that we are living in now, the earth is being filled with the knowledge of God's will for our life. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the purpose of the Lord that will prevail. But as we get in on his purpose, what is his purpose? Hey, I want to establish my governing influence of heaven to your territory, earth, and I'm going to do that through my children. And the way I'm going to do that through my church is I'm going to fill them with all of me, my spirit, the Holy Spirit. And in doing that, boy, that's a guarantee that he who has begun this good work on the inside of us going to complete it. And when we know that, then that gives us a little bit more confidence in facing our adversities and our adversaries, Lord. And then give us the boldness and the confidence, Lord, to speak to those mountains, glory, Lord, to speak to those adversities, to speak to those circumstances, to speak to sickness and disease, speak to demons and devil, boy. And let me tell you something, just like they obey God's voice and Jesus' voice, they obey our voice too, because God is raising up an army of believers, glory to God. And in our day and time, boy, that is kingdom focused, as coming into the knowledge of who we are in Christ Jesus, what we can do in Christ Jesus, and where we're going to end up at in Christ Jesus. And when you know the destination, where you're going to end up at, the more you get and just set your course toward that destination, man, and just go after that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And again, that scripture keeps coming up in my heart. He who has begun a good work on the inside of us, he's going to complete that thing. Hallelujah. So, Stacey, we got about 2-3 more minutes. So if you would just say a prayer for the people in the radio audience today, you know, God's best for their life.
Okay.
God put in your heart to pray for his people.
Okay, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But I thank you for everyone listening at the end of the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Those who already have a belief system, those who are struggling to believe in whatever area in their life, Lord, hallelujah. Whether they were here by an invitation or they listen regularly, Lord, hallelujah. Whatever they're facing in their lives, Lord, I ask you to help their belief. Hallelujah. Help them to trust that you've got it. Help them to trust that you hear them and you see them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help them to inquire and seek the things out that you want for their life, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for Pastor Laval and his dedication and his commitment in keeping this radio station up and going, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you for his endeavors, Lord. Hallelujah. For the opportunities that he provides for your people in the kingdom to come out here and just witness and testify to the people, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for Pastor Liddy, my pastor, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for her love and encouragement,
yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Because I would not be here was it not for her love and encouragement and consistency, Lord. Hallelujah. And I don't even know who this person is on this phone, but you know who she is, Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for the dedication. Hallelujah. And staying with us, even when we want to throw in the towel, Lord, that you stay with us and you keep on coming back to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you won't give up on us, Lord, even when we want to give up on ourselves. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, your protection, your comfort, and your peace, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Help us to seek those things out that's like you, Lord. Help us to become more like you and to become grounded and committed in our walk. Hallelujah. And to never, never miss the opportunity to testify of your goodness in our lives that might help somebody else. Hallelujah. Like we said in the woman of the issue of blood, she heard. She first heard. So somebody needs to hear our witness. Somebody needs to hear our testimony. Regardless
yes,
if we think it's small or we think it's big, but they need to hear for what God's doing in our lives. Hallelujah. They need to hear before they believe. Hallelujah. And I ask for everybody on the sound of my voice, hallelujah, to share your testimony. Have no fear. Have no fear. Share your testimony. Somebody's waiting. And I thank you, Lord, for Pastor LaVall and his radio station, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. To God be all the glory. Listen, radio audience, you know, we just have one desire, you know. Let's go have ministry under the leadership of Pastor Liddy, Kingdom Life Fellowship, World Outreach Ministry, under the leadership of Austin Gale LaVell, and all those other ministers that are out there, you know. We believe in for God's best for all our lives. Hallelujah. And where two or three of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done. So God is moving us into a place of greatness in all our lives. And not just with our enticing words, but it's going to be in demonstration and in power. God is doing a mighty work in the earth today. Hallelujah. He's saving, he's healing, he's delivering, and he's providing for his people. So let's get in on what God is doing. Hallelujah. And allow him to complete that work that he has started on the inside of us. Sister Tracy, I thank you again for your being on here with us and sharing your testimony that I know has been a blessing to the people, encouraged people, and strengthened people to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I say it again. He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, y'all, he's going to complete it. And the good work that he begun, once again, is to make us just like him and to give us sovereignty and dominion over our territory, just like he has in his territory. Our territory is the earth, his territory is the heaven. But his desire that it be in our territory, the earth, in our lives, just like it is in his territory. Listen, y'all, time is up. My wife, Gail, and I, Pastor Liddy and her ministry over there, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. And we pray God's best for all our lives. Thank you for the precious opportunity for allowing us to come on and share with y'all the good news of God's